Welcome to the Thrive Her podcast, where we empower women to take control of their unique health conditions and wellness journey during perimenopause and beyond. Our goal is to help you dream big and reach your fullest potential in every part of your life. Each week, the podcast dives into expert insights, natural solutions, and inspiring stories to support you on your journey. And now, here's your host, your no-nonsense naturopath, Rochelle Wade.
Welcome back to the Thrive Her podcast. As we approach this transition point, the end of the year, I want us to spend some necessary time unpacking something that's not just overlooked, but often misinterpreted: the way your body has been speaking to you throughout 2025. Because even if you didn't consciously stop to think about it, your body has been dropping consistent, quiet breadcrumbs of information all year long. Through your energy, through your sleep, through your gut, through your hormones, through your mood, it's all been feedback. Unfiltered, consistent feedback. And before we go any further, I want to anchor you in the core truth that sits at the heart of the work that I do and everything that we discuss inside Thrive Her. Your body has not been working against you. It's been working for you all year. Every moment you felt flat, overwhelmed, reactive, exhausted, inflamed, foggy, or simply not quite yourself, your body wasn't malfunctioning. It was performing a physiological masterclass in adaption. It was compensating. It was reorganizing resources to keep you operating through whatever load that you're carrying, physically, emotionally, mentally. And if at any point in 2025 you found yourself thinking things like, I don't know why I feel like this, I didn't used to respond this way, or even I don't recognize myself anymore, I want you to know that experience is far more common, far more predictable, and far more physiological than you've been led to believe. So today, I'm going to walk you through the very real, very predictable ways your body communicates with you when it's under sustained load. And I'm going to help you interpret what those changes have actually been trying to tell you so that you can step into 2026 with clarity instead of confusion and a partnership with your body instead of frustration. I hear it all the time from women, especially those in their late 30s, 40s, and 50s. My energy isn't the same. I feel more reactive. My sleep has changed. My gut isn't tolerating things like it used to. My hormones feel unpredictable. I can't seem to bounce back. Let me be extremely clear. These are not personality flaws. These are not failures. And this is not you falling off the wagon or becoming lazy. These are measurable clinical shifts that occur when your core internal systems, like your nervous system, your metabolic system, your gut, your hormones, when these have been working harder than they can comfortably manage. This is the physiological evidence of sustained effort. And most women miss the early signals because we're conditioned to push through, to adapt, to be resilient, to get on with things. So the body speaks softly at first, and then a little louder. And then eventually you hit that moment where you pause long enough to realize, I don't feel like the version of me I know I can be. And that moment, that recognition is not a sign of defeat. It's a sign of profound awareness, and it's your opportunity to finally listen in. Now let's talk about what your body's actually been saying. This is where we get strategic. When women feel off, it usually shows up through four key interconnected systems. These systems work together, and when one is under pressure, it places strain on all the others. That's why symptoms rarely show up in isolation. So let's break them down. Firstly, we have the nervous system, the capacity gauge. Now, when your nervous system has been running in a heightened state for too long, say from constant stress or poor sleep, it doesn't collapse, it contracts. Your bandwidth narrows. You feel less tolerant of noise, interruptions, and unexpected demands. You might wake in the early hours of the morning and your mind is racing. You might struggle to wind down at night, even if you're exhausted. You feel classic, tired, but wired. Now, these changes aren't a sign of weakness. They're signs that your nervous system has been carrying more load than it has the opportunity to recover from. And this is often the first place women start to feel not themselves, even though they don't always recognize it as a physiological shift. Secondly, we have your metabolism and blood sugar. This is the stability factor. Energy irregularity is one of the most misunderstood symptoms women experience. When your metabolism needs support, you're not just a bit tired, you experience very real functional shifts. The non-negotiable afternoon crash, crushing irritability when you're hungry, cravings that feel stronger than usual, reliance on caffeine, or that pervasive brain fog. This isn't about discipline. It's not about willpower. It is pure fundamental chemistry. Blood sugar instability is incredibly common during periods of stress, poor sleep, hormonal transitions, and nutrient depletion. And it is one of the biggest overlooked contributors to the feeling of being overwhelmed or emotionally reactive. Your body wasn't asking for motivation, it was asking for steadier, consistent fuel. So then we can move on to number three, your gut, your early warning system. Now, your gut responds rapidly to changes in the nervous system, stress load, inflammation, and hormone fluctuations. If you've ever noticed bloating, constipation, loose stools, new food sensitivities, discomfort after eating, or even persistent skin changes, these aren't random annoyances. They're signs that the digestive system has been working under pressure. Now, your gut is one of the first places to respond when the body is reallocating resources. And by reallocating, I mean pulling resources away from non-essential functions like digestion to manage perceived threats. Digestion requires energy, safety, and a balanced nervous system. If those are compromised, the gut function shifts. This is why so many women say, "My gut changed this year and I don't know why." Your gut always reflects the bigger picture of your internal load. And now we move on to number four, your hormones, your adaptation system. Now, here's something very important to understand, and this will fundamentally shift your perspective on symptoms. Hormones are rarely the first system to wobble. They are often the last. When your nervous system has been stretched, when your energy has been inconsistent, and when your gut has been inflamed or reactive, your hormones step in to compensate. They adjust production, timing, and sensitivity to help stabilize the rest of your body. This is why symptoms like cycle changes or crippling premenstrual sleep disruption, mood fluctuations, hot flushes, night sweats, shifts in libido often appear after months or even years of your body adapting under the surface. Your hormones haven't caused the problem. They've been carrying the load. So when women say to me, "My hormones are out of control," I often say gently, "Your hormones have been doing their best to keep you stable. They're now asking you for support." So what's your body actually saying? I want to return to this message because I want to expand it now that you have some context of the four systems. Your body hasn't been working against you. It's been working for you all year. Every single symptom you experienced in 2025, whether it was fatigue, irritability, gut changes, hormone shifts, feeling disconnected from yourself, was your body performing its highest function, reorganizing itself to keep you functioning. Your nervous system was working for you, your metabolism was working for you, your gut was working for you, your hormones were working for you. Each one adjusting, compensating, prioritizing, and managing the load you were carrying. And when you understand your symptoms through this lens, the lens of adaption, something fundamental shifts. the frustration eases, the self-judgment softens, and the confusion clears. Because those symptoms are now no longer failures, they are precise, undeniable information. So what does this mean for you as you step into a new year? It doesn't mean you need a full, unsustainable overhaul. It doesn't mean you need to fix yourself. And it definitely doesn't mean you need a punishing, pressure-filled list of resolutions that are guaranteed to fail by February. What your body needs heading into 2026 is strategic support in the systems that have been carrying the most load. Your nervous system needs more recovery and spaciousness than it's been receiving. Your energy needs steadier fueling and consistency, not intensity. Your gut needs less pressure and more intentional nourishment. And your hormones need solid foundations to help them stabilize, not quick fixes that override their essential messages. And when women understand this, they stop chasing symptoms and start supporting systems. And that is where sustainable change, the Thrive Her kind of change, truly begins. Now, if you'd like to take a deeper look at this and understand your personal patterns, how your body's been responding to this year and where it needs the most support, I'd love to invite you to the Thrive Her Lead From Within, your 2026 Strategy for Sustainable Success webinar. We're meeting on January the 3rd at 10 a.m. That's Brisbane time, Australian Standard Time. And it's a powerful way to begin the new year with clarity, alignment, and a strategic plan that actually matches your body. You'll find the registration link in the show notes or on our website at thriveher.vip. Now, in our next episode coming out on January the 5th, we're shifting gears into the new year with a refreshing and disruptive perspective. It's called Your Body Isn't a New Year's Project, It's Your Power. Welcome to 2026. Because we're not doing the pressure-filled resolution energy and we're not starting the year trying to fix ourselves. Instead, we're looking at how to enter 2026 with a deep sense of agency, partnership, and power in your own physiology. So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss it. Now, as always, keep believing in yourself, keep striving for more, and keep thriving because your best life is just ahead.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Thrive Her podcast. We hope you found valuable insights and practical tips to help you on your path to achieving everything you want in life. Remember, with the right support, you can achieve anything. If you love this episode, please share it on Instagram stories and tag No Nonsense Naturopath. Also, if you enjoy the podcast, you'll love a Thrive Her membership. Check it out at thriveher.vip. Each interaction helps others find this valuable information. Connect with us on social media and join our community of thriving women. Until next time, stay empowered, stay healthy, and keep thriving.